Hi folks, it's Pilgrim Chris here, of course, and it's the 30th of June 2012. It's a lovely sunny day now, although when I started work at 5 a.m. this morning, it was very wet, and my work involves me cycling, so I got drenched, and I even changed clothes part way round, and they got drenched too, so... But of course, by the time I got home, the sun was out, and typical, really. But anyway, that's by the by. The reason for this boo is, it's a thank you boo, and also a appreciation boo, because earlier in the week I tweeted out a question. I asked my followers if any of them lived near Stansted Airport here in the UK. And the reason for this was because of my pilgrimage. I'm going on pilgrimage to Santiago, and I'm starting off at Lourdes. Although I won't be walking from Lourdes, I shall be going to Lourdes in France and then getting some transport from Lourdes to St. Jean-Pied-de-Port, and my pilgrimage on foot begins there. If I started from Lourdes, I would need another week to walk that distance. So, and the reason I'm going to Lourdes? Well, flights. Ryanair have now put a flight on. That means I got a one-way ticket to Lourdes, including my bag and all the usual fees that Ryanair, you know, you have to go through. And the whole thing cost me just under £60, which I thought was very reasonable, considering that previously I would have to travel by Air France. And although I could get a closer airport to where I live, it was around about £300, £400 for the same flight, really, same journey. So I needed to get to Stansted because Ryanair fly from Stansted to Lourdes only. And so hence I tweeted out this message to see if anybody lived near Stansted Airport. And the reason that I wanted to know that was because if anybody knew anywhere I could stay or recommend a campsite or a field that I could camp in that they knew, and that sort of thing. Well, I got a response back from a Twitter follower of mine, and somebody I've already met, and we've engaged on Twitter quite a few times. He's also a keen social hiker. And we met up on a social hiking meet a few weeks ago, or a couple of months ago now, maybe. And his name is Tim. And he's on Twitter at UK Jeeper, one word. He's into his Jeeps and is into many things. But he's a wonderful guy. And one of my early followers, or one of the people I started to follow early on Twitter, actually. And although Tim doesn't share all my views on certain things, especially my religious views, he's very good at listening, very good at sharing an opinion, and also very good at tweeting me the odd snippet of information that he thinks I might be interested in. And I've always found this a wonderful thing. I don't sing it loudly enough, really. I do a couple of Follow Friday things and mention Tim in that now and again. But Tim's not a massive Twitter user, and but if you do get a chance to follow him, I recommend it because, you know, if you can get into conversation with the guy, it's very rewarding. Very rewarding indeed. And I met him and his lovely partner, and like I say, a few weeks ago. Well, Tim got back to me off this tweet and asked me why. Why I was asking if anybody I knew lived near Stansted Airport. So I told him. And he came back to me and, after checking his diary for his work commitment, said, "You can stay at mine." Well, this was wonderful because, to be honest with you, I was just really looking for a campsite or something in the area that somebody might know where I could pitch my tent for the night. But not only did he say I could stay the night, he offered to take me to the airport in the morning. Which, when you consider my flight is at 6:20 in the morning, that's an early start for Tim as well. And although he only lives half an hour away from the airport, this means Tim still has to get up and take me and all that entails. And so I'm really grateful for Tim. And that's what this boo is about, really. It's to sort of express my thanks at Tim, for Tim. And also to highlight how Twitter can be used in something other than a trivial way. I found that Twitter, over the course of the last 12, 18 months, has brought me a lot of friends and a lot of interaction. And all my followers, I admire greatly and welcome them. And so thanks very much, Tim, at UK Jeeper, for your hospitality, for extending it to me. And Tim also knows about my pilgrimage. He's known about it since he's known me. And so for him to do that, he knows how much it means to me. And to be able to spend my last evening in the UK with a friend, in good company, and with his lovely partner and his dogs, and share a couple of beers the night before, and then to have somebody at the airport to take me there and to sort of wave me off, as it were. Well, yeah, I'm touched, and I really am. I really am. So that was my boo for today. And thanks very much, Tim. And to everyone, thank you very much for listening. As always, take care. And if applicable, may God bless you.